Test 10. Section 3. Listen to Teddy's message to his friend Elsie. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message 3 times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi Elsie, it's Teddy. I know you're probably at your piano practice right now, but I'm calling anyway because I have some ideas I want to share with you about the school Halloween dance. I think we should have the dance at the school gym rather than rent a dance hall. Avoiding rental costs will allow us to have a cheaper ticket and attract many more people to the dance. The money we're going to save we can use on paying for a band, live music, will make the whole thing much more enjoyable. I was thinking we could ask Green Peppers to perform. They're a new, up-and-coming band whose popularity is steadily increasing. One of the members is Nancy's cousin, so we've got the connections. Now, about the food. I think we should ask our mums to help with the preparations. We don't have to prepare anything fancy, just a few sandwiches, pizzas and hot dogs. If we can all chip in and buy the ingredients, we will get our money back from the ticket sale. As for the decorations, since it's Halloween, we must have some jack-o'-lanterns. So I think we should ask Ms. Oakley to help us here. She could ask her classes to carve some pumpkins as part of their handicraft class, and we can use them to decorate the gym. I think it's going to create a much warmer atmosphere to have some handmade decorations rather than ready-made pieces. And the last thing we must think about is our ticket sale. We can put up a ticket booth table outside the canteen at lunchtime and start selling tickets a week before the dance. And we must make it clear that payment at the door won't be allowed. When you get back from your piano practice, call me and tell me what you think about my ideas. Teddy.
Listen to Teddy's message again.
Hi Elsie, it's Teddy. I know you're probably at your piano practice right now, but I'm calling anyway because I have some ideas I want to share with you about the school Halloween dance. I think we should have the dance at the school gym rather than rent a dance hall. Avoiding rental costs will allow us to have a cheaper ticket and attract many more people to the dance. The money we're going to save we can use on paying for a band. Live music will make the whole thing much more enjoyable. I was thinking we could ask Green Peppers to perform. They're a new, up-and-coming band whose popularity is steadily increasing. One of the members is Nancy's cousin, so we've got the connections. Now, about the food. I think we should ask our mums to help with the preparations. We don't have to prepare anything fancy, just a few sandwiches, pizzas and hot dogs. If we can all chip in and buy the ingredients, we will get our money back from the ticket sale. As for the decorations, since it's Halloween, we must have some jack-o'-lanterns. So I think we should ask Ms. Oakley to help us here. She could ask her classes to carve some pumpkins as part of their handicraft class, and we can use them to decorate the gym. I think it's going to create a much warmer atmosphere to have some handmade decorations rather than ready-made pieces. And the last thing we must think about is our ticket sale. We can put up a ticket booth table outside the canteen at lunchtime and start selling tickets a week before the dance. And we must make it clear that payment at the door won't be allowed. When you get back from your piano practice, call me and tell me what you think about my ideas. Teddy.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1. Listen to Teddy's message to his friend Elsie again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours sharing your ideas about how to organize a school party. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi Elsie, it's Teddy. I know you're probably at your piano practice right now, but I'm calling anyway because I have some ideas I want to share with you about the school Halloween dance. I think we should have the dance at the school gym rather than rent a dance hall. Avoiding rental costs will allow us to have a cheaper ticket and attract many more people to the dance. The money we're going to save, we can use on paying for a band. Live music will make the whole thing much more enjoyable. I was thinking we could ask Green Peppers to perform. They're a new, up-and-coming band whose popularity is steadily increasing. One of the members is Nancy's cousin, so we've got the connections. Now, about the food, I think we should ask our mums to help with the preparations. We don't have to prepare anything fancy, just a few sandwiches, pizzas and hot dogs. If we can all chip in and buy the ingredients, we will get our money back from the ticket sale. As for the decorations, since it's Halloween, we must have some jack-o'-lanterns. So I think we should ask Ms. Oakley to help us here. She could ask her classes to carve some pumpkins as part of their handicraft class, and we can use them to decorate the gym. I think it's going to create a much warmer atmosphere to have some handmade decorations rather than ready-made pieces. And the last thing we must think about is our ticket sale. We can put up a ticket booth table outside the canteen at lunchtime and start selling tickets a week before the dance. And we must make it clear that payment at the door won't be allowed. When you get back from your piano practice, call me and tell me what you think about my ideas. Teddy.